For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. For decades, NPR listeners have heard the political reporting and commentary of Cokie Roberts. Tonight, she'll appear at the Governor Jim Blanchard Public Service Forum in the Wharton Center's Payson Theater starting at 7:30. A few tickets remain for the event. Before the event, I spent a few minutes talking with NPR's Cokie Roberts.
Cokie Roberts, this is not the first time we've met. Back in 1992, Michigan State University hosted one of the Clinton-Bush-Perot presidential debates, and you were here for that debate. You came to WKAR the next morning to talk on Morning Edition, and you even indulged me in a short interview for our local listeners that morning. And what I most remember about that morning is how terribly sick you were, and yet you sounded great on the air. You had a bad cold, but every time the microphone was on, you sounded great. So welcome back to East Lansing.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back. And that was quite a night. I was remembering it as I was approaching this trip and thinking about that quite remarkable debate. It was cold here, as I recall, even though it was only October. So that's probably why I wasn't feeling so well.
People are hearing you these days on the Morning Edition Ask Cokie segment, so I wanted to ask you what you like about that, and do you get to be involved in picking the topic of the week?
Oh, I'm very involved. I generally do pick the topic, but it's fun to do. It's a little bit hokey, but people love it, and I get to tell stories, and I particularly like the opportunity to give the history of something. You know, I write history books, and to be able to tell people what the history of any part of our government is something that they find fascinating.
So now I get to ask Cokie, to what extent would you say Michigan politics is on your radar?
Oh, very much so. Michigan is a terribly important state. We always are aware of things going on here. Unfortunately, right now, we're aware because of the GM announcement. But the fact that a Democrat took the state in the governor's mansion is something that was very much on the top of the political radar screen.
We've all been analyzing the 2018 election results, but there's always something that we're missing. What story do you think maybe has been undercovered from this election?
I think that one of the things that people are unaware of is when they talk about the suburban vote, how much of the suburban vote is a minority vote. People tend to think of the suburbs as white. And in fact, white people in the suburbs voted Republican, both men and women. But the suburbs went pretty evenly to the two parties, and that's because there is a sizable now minority population in the suburbs.
Names are already starting to emerge as possible presidential candidates in 2020. I wanted to ask you if you have any thoughts at this very early stage. Maybe names we're not hearing yet, maybe even Republicans who might challenge President Trump.
Well, Republicans are talking about it. John Kasich is saying he thinks about it every day. And he talks about it quite honestly in the sense of saying, I don't know whether I'd be running to win or running to make a statement. Now, we know that if somebody does run, that it very much damages the president. When a president has a primary challenge, he often loses. Think Pat Buchanan against George Bush, Ted Kennedy against Jimmy Carter, Eugene McCarthy basically knocking Lyndon Johnson out. It's very hard for a president to sustain the challenge of a primary. So that's something that it would seem to me that the anti-Trump Republicans should be thinking about. On the Democratic side, it's anybody's guess. You know, we're way too far out, and the party is very much figuring out where its soul is at the moment. And so I think that there are a lot of good candidates. There are a lot of interesting people, and it's going to be fun to watch.
NPR's Cokie Roberts. Again, welcome back to East Lansing. Thank you.
So nice to be with you, Scott.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.